Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. My conversation today is about the gap between learning and doing. Earlier in the week, there was a post on LinkedIn from Susan Payton, and she asked, with a tongue-in-cheek smile, are there any courses out there on how to stop buying courses? And it is such an interesting and common problem that so many entrepreneurs go down, and it's sometimes called the shiny object syndrome. It's this thing where, you know, a project is started or a strategy is started using this particular new system or shiny object, and then a new shiny object appears which looks better than the current shiny object, so we'll take the new one and we'll start implementing that one. And it's the same with kind of learning. It's like I will learn more in this direction, and or maybe I need to learn more in that direction. And all of these things are part of the busyness of feeling as though we're making progress. Because when we're busy doing some of this stuff, it can feel really good. Like we're really on target, we're moving forward. And yet what we're actually doing is standing still. It's an interesting conversation, and it provoked a conversation. My wife and I, we were both talking about this problem. What is it? What is this factor that gets in the way? A lot of the courses or strategies or systems that people buy into tend to be tactic-based. So it's a system or a strategy that worked for the person that created it, but might not necessarily work for the person trying to implement it. An example that might be, supposing this strategy contains a lot of cold calling, for want of a better word. Now, I don't know about you, but the whole idea of cold calling people makes me go cold. and I get cold calls or cold emails and cold DMs, and they all make me fizz and go like, oh, why are you doing this? So, you know, that if someone was to put that in a strategy, I wouldn't buy into a strategy like that, of course. But, you know, it does happen. There are things of that kind of nature that end up in courses or projects that everyone kind of goes, that's hard. That's a resistance point in the course or in the process. And it might not be cold calling, it could be anything. But, you know, there's a resistance process in this. Another resistance type process might be having to dig deep in your own history or find something out, you know, find out something about an area that you don't want to go to. Those are all resistance factors. What happens with people, as a rule, is when they hit a resistance or find something hard, that is the point when a new shiny object can come in and offer them something else, offer them an alternative. I have been here and done this. I have bought into courses. I've bought into various things, and then something else came along. And it's this thing, it's this idea in our minds that just maybe there's a new secret, a new shortcut, something I haven't heard about, something that someone's not telling me about, that and this might be it. So those are always the thoughts that are rolling in the back of the mind. And a lot of it is about our own lack of confidence and faith in ourselves. It's, in a way, it's part of the imposter syndrome that creeps up on us again. It's that moving ahead with a project or something, and suddenly there's that doubt come in. And being able to step back and start training or learning something adds a new layer of confidence to that, or we think it will add a new layer of confidence for that. It is about how we face resistance. And I've said this on the podcast many times. There has to be resistance to make something worth having. The point is, we all want to move forward in some way. We all want to move forward in a direction of some sorts. And for some people, that means goals, particular goals. And some people don't work with goals. And I tend to do both. Sometimes I find goals work for me, and sometimes I find I prefer more of an intention. But in order to move forward to something, there has to be some energy, something up front that's pulling us towards it. And that can be the big dream, the big achievement dream they want to be, the big success metric, for want of a better word, that we want to measure ourselves up against. Something that pulls us towards it. It can also be a reward, and I guess it can be a punishment. I don't like using punishment as a way of achieving goals. I think that's very unhealthy. But the point is, we have to have something that pulls us through the discomfort of the doing. Because not all of our intentions or goals or things we're trying to achieve are inspirational things to do. I think I might have mentioned it on a podcast somewhere. Last year, I was sorting out some funding situation for my son's university. And as a process of that, I was under the impression I need to get my tax record sorted out. And so I spent a good weekend in this office sorting out tax issues, which I hate doing. Who likes doing that sort of stuff? I was listening to music and sorting that out, and I was really, really happily doing it. And at the end of the weekend, I submitted my returns and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, wow, that was amazing. And yet, you know, under normal circumstances, because I was doing it for my son's benefit, it felt really, really easy. I had found something that was pulling me towards doing the job I didn't want to do. Fascinating, isn't it? How something so simple. And normally I would leave my tax situation to well later in the year to sort those things out. I wouldn't have done it quite so early as I did last year. So it is fascinating how we can find something to pull us towards it. My coaching mentor and trainer, he was writing a book, and he told us the story about how he got the book done, because he was being chased by the publisher, but he couldn't get his ass into gear to move the thing. And eventually he spoke to his own coach, and they came up with a solution. And his solution involved quite a lot of £20 notes put into envelopes with dates on the envelopes and chapter requirements on the envelopes. And if the chapter was not completed by that date, the envelope would be burned. And apparently money, when you burn it, really stinks. I don't know how many he burned, but clearly enough of them not to want to experience that one again, and got his work done. But I mean, anyway, that is a kind of a stick and a carrot in a way, because it's like money and lose it. But it did get me thinking, the idea about how about we could do something more rewarding, like put something aside as a reward, that there's a potential for losing it. And so I'm sure you're aware that I have been offering focus coaching for a number of years now, and that is a technique that I learned from my mentor years ago, and I used with marketing clients for many years. And it's a very simple process of define the goal, define the resistance to achieving the goal, come up with some solutions to how you would resolve that problem, commit to a date and do it. And that's what we did, and it was very, very successful. It occurred to me this weekend, having read this post last week that there's a real need for this, because I think what is missing in all of these online courses and things is accountability. Because accountability, that's what my mentor was using with his envelopes. It was accountability. And when we are accountable to someone else, at the end of the day, we're always accountable to ourselves. But when we're accountable to someone else, and when we've got some skin in the game, we've got some money in the on the table in some way, that accountability is very powerful. When I sorted my tax issues out, I was accountable in a way to the dates that my son needed. He needed me to have this work done by a certain time so that he could secure funding. And so that was my accountability. He was my accountability to do what was required for his situation, for his funding situation. My mentor, you know, he had to get things in for his publisher. And if it meant burning some £20 notes, that's what he did. But he got the job done because, as he said, they smell when you burn them. Do you want to experience that one again? And so I've been looking at this over the weekend and we've come up with a plan. And I think there's a thing about this. We've got to learn to celebrate again. You know, we've got to learn to acknowledge our successes and make sure that we are celebrating. Because that is one of the problems I find a lot of people when they set goals is they set a goal, do the goal and move on. They don't acknowledge it in any way. But well, how about we modify the focus coaching offer and build into it rewards, which basically puts a reward package built in to the plan. So at this basic level, there are six sessions in the basic level, and you come to me first. We explore the whole process. We explore what you're going to need and how it's going to work. And then we set an agreement. And after that, you've got five sessions. And each session, if you complete all of the requirements on each session, you get a reward. That's how this is going to work. And I think it's going to be very powerful because it gives you a really powerful tool to achieve what you want to achieve and get a reward for it. So look, if you're interested in that, if you want to get something done and get some accountability back in your life for it, because I think that's the only way you're going to do it, do check out the package on the website Life, Passion and Business. You'll see it under the resources tab. It's called Focus Coaching. And you just need to go there, follow the links, follow the conversation, and then pick a package and go for it. And then let's see what happens. It would be lovely to talk to you. I really, really, well, you know me. My role in life is to move people forward. And if this helps you move forward, this is what I want to do. So check it out and let's have a conversation. That's all I can say. Let's get going. And that's it. That's me for this week. So thank you so much for being here and listening to me. I hope you found it useful. If you did find it useful, if you find any podcast useful, if you are enjoying what your content creators are creating, please support them with likes, shares, and really the best reviews. Reviews in the podcast app of your choice are always beneficial. Because I think what happens when reviews are put into the app shows, senses that podcast has value and gives it more recognition in the podcast systems. And also, reviews also help people like yourself look for podcasts. So if you are putting a review on a podcast, you're not only supporting the content creator, you're supporting people like yourself who are looking for a good podcast. That's it again. That's it for this week. So as I say every week, thank you for your time and attention, because without you, there's no point in doing this. Thanks for being here. All the best.